Hello and welcome to the Office Dev Show, the show all about Office 365 development. Today on the show, I have with me Amelia Bateman, who is an intern wrapping up her summer internship with us. Hi, Amelia.
Hey, good to be here.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about your summer internship. How'd it go?
It's been really great. Yeah. I'm working with the Office extensibility team, which basically just works on all of the APIs for Office products.
Yep.
Working specifically on developer experience to make sure that new developers have the support they need to do everything they need to do. And it's been great.
Awesome. What was your favorite part?
Well, I really like that I had no idea that this team existed when I came in. And it's really great to see that you don't have to be on something super flashy and exciting to have a really in-depth experience. And I think everyone by the end of their internship thinks that their team is the most important team.
It is.
It's absolutely critical to the success of Microsoft. So
yes.
That's been really good.
I'm glad you feel that way, too.
Yeah.
we do. So let's see your big project that you completed this summer.
Okay, so my major project was to make the experience better for people who are getting started making their first add-in.
Mm-hmm.
What you can see on the screen now is some of the API for Office. And I basically wanted to make interactive code samples so that you could try the methods before just trying to jump in and use them.
Mm-hmm.
So the new addition, super exciting, to the MSDN page here, you can see this try it out button for the specific method here. And when you go ahead and click on it, it just brings you to this new page, which has an embedded version in Excel of our existing API tutorial add-in.
Uh-huh.
So it's really great that sort of meta, you're using an add-in to learn about add-ins. So it welcomes you here. And because you clicked set selected data async, it brings you to the most relevant tutorial. You get to try it out, run your code. You can change the code around, copy it, paste it in wherever you're using it, and just get a better feel. And whenever you feel ready, you can go back and try any of the code samples that we have. So.
That's really awesome. Do you think that we could show one of the tutorial portions for folks in case they aren't familiar with the interactive tutorial or haven't seen it before and they can tell us a little bit more about what it allows folks to learn?
So let's look at this code sample here.
And that one's the write and read a table?
Yeah, so it creates an Excel table object.
Uh-huh.
And here you create your official table, you put in your headers, you put in all your data. And then it uses the same set selected data async that a lot of people are probably familiar with because you use it for everything.
Right.
And it just creates the table. So let's select a new cell. And once you're happy with your code and you understand it, you can click to run the code. And there you have your table. And if you wanted to, you could go through and change the data, whatever you want. She's got a new nickname. And run it again, and you'll see that her name is changed. So it is completely real time. You can change the code if you don't understand it. You can also go through, and if you're more of a reader, then look at the descriptions that we have for each code sample and read those as well. Before each one usually has multiple steps. So this one, the writing and reading a table, you then have the reading step after making your table. And so it just uses a different API call here and gives you the data from the table that you just wrote.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then you get your checkbox to show you that you've succeeded.
That you've succeeded and you've walked through that sample.
Yeah.
That's great. I know we've had the interactive tutorial for a little while, but it's great that now we have the tie-in for particular APIs and then those link right into the tutorial and show you how to do.
And it also means that instead of just inserting it once into Excel for yourself, and then you'd have to just keep installing it or refreshing it to see if there's something new.
Yeah.
You can just be looking at MSDN, and anytime you see a try it out button, it'll be there. And as soon as we write more API calls, they'll show up as well.
Excellent. So it automatically gets added to new APIs.
Yeah, and we'll be able to add more buttons at any point. We're already working on adding new try it out buttons. So it's currently on like 20 pages, and as soon as we have more code samples, we'll have more buttons. So.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. And so where can people find this? Can you go back to the library and show us where they can find it, other than the APIs? But it's in the the document APIs.
Yeah. They're actually not all in the document APIs. It's really Some are in documents, some are in the bindings API. They're sort of scattered throughout right now, but we're working on making it more of a one-to-one. Mm-hmm. Every method hopefully will end up having one. So right now, it's a little more luck of the draw. If you see this button, congratulations, you're our lucky winner. But we're working on making it so any call that you look at will have a button.
Yeah.
But if you want to see the API tutorial mm-hmm. without having to be on an MSDN page, it's also in the Office Store, so you can open Excel, Word, PowerPoint, Project, and install it from there.
What was the hardest part about getting this in there?
Well, I had to learn a bunch of stuff that I didn't know about page cookies, uh-huh. and turns out it was very hard to communicate with another team that owns this site uh-huh. versus my team owning the API itself, mm-hmm. or the add-ins, and already having meetings with other teams to get them to write stuff when it's a lot harder to change the MSDN pages because they're very stable.
Right.
And communicating back and forth between the pages, and it's much bigger to do than I imagined. So
yeah. So not only did you get the coding experience, mm-hmm. right, and the building things experience,
yeah.
but also the collaboration and
yeah,
some insight into how
yeah.
the teams work together.
Lots of emailing, but it works out.
We
yeah.
do love our email.
Yeah. I mean, you've got Outlook.
We do have Outlook on every platform. Awesome. That's really cool. Well, thank you so much. This is awesome, and I'm glad you enjoyed your experience, and would love to have you back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, and go check out this new Try It Out button, where you can get to the interactive tutorial from the Office APIs right from MSDN. Thank you, and happy coding.